The New Testament opens with 17 verses that risk putting most of us to sleep. It's one of those so-and-so begat so-and-so genealogies that, if we're honest, most of us skip over if we've ever attempted to read the Bible from cover to cover. Not exactly a hook to reel us into the greatest story ever told. And yet this genealogy, as much a yawn as it might seem at first, is actually a thrilling ride through the wild and wacky world of all the people in Jesus' family tree. And the name that keeps popping up more than any other is David. David, the runt of Jesse's litter, the youngest of his 8 sons. When Samuel told Jesse to line up his sons so God could tell him which one would be the next king of Israel, Jesse didn't even bother to include David. Obviously, God wouldn't choose him. Only when God had rejected the other 7 did Jesse say, "Oh, well, yeah, I do have my youngest son. He's out in the field taking care of the sheep." When David showed up, God told the prophet, "Arise, anoint him. This is he." You see, the Lord has a thing for underdogs, for the forgotten, the lowliest, the last. He chose the youngest son of Jesse for the same reason that he skipped over the firstborn sons of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob to put his hand of blessing on the head of the younger. The Lord is always turning things topsy-turvy. He is a God of reversals. By faith, the prophets saw a day when the long-for Messiah would appear, with the power to break the chains of sin and death and rise triumphant from the grave. The prophets saw the day when the Son of David, the seed promised to him, would take down the Goliath of hell, would reign over the kingdom of God, and would do so by reversing our every expectation. His throne would be a cross in which he would become the forgotten, the last, the lowliest. And he did it so that we might become the first, those remembered by our Father, who are seated alongside him in glory. And that's why David is mentioned more than any other person in Matthew's genealogy of Jesus. Because in God's choice of David, we see the mission of the Son of David to reverse our every expectation. By faith, we see what the prophets saw, that when the longed-for Messiah would appear, he would break the chains of sin and death by wrapping our sin and death around himself on the throne of the cross.